Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. We thank you all for tuning in to the Angels of Melody International Outreach Ministries, where Jesus Christ is the author of this ministry. I am Evangelist Tanya Johnson, and I greet you all tonight with peace and with love. And we're broadcasting live here at Kingdom Culture High Praise for the great holy convocation, the outpour, Pentecostal. And we just thank God for all of you tuning in. We thank God for all of you tuning in Africa, those that's in Ireland and Greece, those that's in Italy, the UK, here in America, all over the world that are listening in. We just want to say praise the Lord. God bless you on tonight. Guest speaker is Apostle Peter Nichols. And right now we're going to take you into the sanctuary and let you all be blessed by this great program on tonight.
I'm
Thank you.
Lord, give us
All right. God is here. And you know you can be healed right now. While you were praising, God was doing something supernatural. And while you're just standing around looking at anything right now. Hallelujah. So kind of just touch somebody real quick, shake somebody's hand and tell them God's here. And he's here for you. Come on, squeeze the hand. Just put that hand. Tell them something supernatural.
Here's what we're going to do. Because see,
it really does appear to be out of order when you're not used to that. But see, listen to me. I'm going to listen. And there's a reason why. Stop it. You can break this up, but you really can't. You take it. What we're going to do, because see, all of us have been in the same place as the sensitive. I need you to know that we need to allow the children, so let's give the children about 60 seconds to really pray. See, because, and let me tell you why, you put the wrong one up. Because see, when I was 16, I also went to jail in the middle that was robbing back. And I just happened to be a little lady, but it had not been for the Lord. I was 2 minutes from going to jail with the rest of us, so just about, just to give them, I'm going to give you 7 to act like you feel in your spirit. Now, 1, 2, 3, go. Right here from there at the top. It seems as though we need 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. In fact, let's take these chairs. And let's move your chairs over here. I can't see y'all. I don't know what y'all are doing back there. Y'all pray my sister to the Lord. But to me, you want to be up here listen, so we can see you. You in the service. I need to be able to look at you. Come on. Forgive me for this one. I'm in charge. Come on down, precious. And everybody that's in the lobby should be here, with the exception of those that are covering the books for them. Registration, everybody should be in the room at this moment. Amen. And then you should be able to come after you pray. You should be able to come down and be intelligently taught. Because you're brave. Amen. Bishop is here tonight, Bishop Mitchell. And these young people come from Florida. They flew in the dance. God bless you. Came all the way from Atlanta. There are others. My friend, Apostle tonight, Washington, Lady Di is here. And you really don't have to sit there and sit here with us. You know that. Along with First Lady, God bless you. And we're thankful for all of you. Forgive us. We don't want to overlook anybody. So we appreciate you being here tonight. I was expecting so many more. We have 100 young people right now on the street. If Mo is not here, he has about 100 people on the street working. Is that right? They're on the street. But you know what? Before he left, before he took them to the street, he made sure that the blessings of the Lord or the finances were here. We have family all the way from Las Vegas. Stand up for the TV. I want them to look at y'all. This is your sister. But don't she look like she's my sister? I don't know how that happened. She looked more like me than she looked like him. It's the truth. Amen. I brought her down, Bishop. God bless you. And just to all of you that are here, we love you so very much and appreciate you. But I thought we'd bring this down and bring it under for the purpose of which we've come. Amen. The Baileys are here all the way from Louisville. We have Bishop Harvell and his wife all the way from Illinois. Peoria is here. Thank God. Come on. Is that what Peoria? What is funny? Champagne is in the house. Cincinnati is in the house. Ohio is in the house. Amen. Kankakee is in the house. Kankakee is here. Our very, very good friend for at least 30 years or more. Amen. So many of our wonderful people, people we love, and the Montgomerys, and we thank God for them, that God is a supernatural thing that's through them. Amen. Amen. Somebody says, wealth is in the house. I need your mind to come in and know why we're here. While the singing and the dancing was going forth, and there's things that God requires of us, there is so much more that He requires of us. I wondered if I'd be able to stand before you before tears get to come. I'm wondering if I'd be able to even stand here. We have wonderful, wonderful people all the way from Maryland. We have some sons that God has given us, and they're all the way from Maryland. They've done a magazine for us. Let's give them a hand. Where is he? He made it. There he is. And we have some awesome friends that we're going to introduce tonight. But as we begin to cry, and I know there's going to be a powerful message tonight, but I began to recognize that if we're not careful, we become routine in church. Things we're used to, we're comfortable with, just coming. Sister Jackson, we're just used to coming to this place and going through the routine. But when God says something like He did through those children, it shakes us and reminds us there's more. My mother's here. She's 92 years old. This is so close. I know the message is going to come forward. We can't forget the purpose in which we come to church. There's so much more. And I became frightened. How far out of the wheel? Not of you. So far out of the wheel am I. You know how long I've been doing what I do at church? 44 years. I've been faithful for 45 years. I've never missed a church. So I'm afraid that I might be missing something. Because I found myself doing this out of myself. I didn't choose to do what I'm doing tonight. I didn't choose to do something cancer. I didn't know. I don't even know what happened, how I got into it. All I know is something picked me up and said to the people, paint my room pink. Get me a pink shoe. All of a sudden, I was in the hands of people. I was with Mildred Gaddis. How did I get there? And every time I think of something, she said, let's do it, girl. Every single time. It's awesome what God is doing. How far are you from the will of God? Just because you are leaders and you have a church, are you in the right building? Are you in the right city? Are you doing the right thing? Are you moving in the right hall? I'm afraid. Especially if I become afraid, I want to know the wind. I want to waste my time. I'm over 60-something years old. I don't tell you how much older. But too close to life, time we could go to sleep and wake up in glory. Preacher would ask somebody, are you sure you're in the wheel? Or are you just jumping? Are you jumping more? What are you shouting about? What are you waiting for? What is your real purpose? What do you want to know more? What are you going to find in the will of God with you? How much time have you wasted? When was the last time you witnessed to somebody? When was the last time you spoke to somebody in the line? When was the last time you did a tie thing? How many of you have been touched by cancer? By a family member or a friend? Stand on your feet, let me look at you. Oh. know we got a fight, but we've been shouting. And we've been shouting so that we think we're more than beyond other people. The Lord let me know shouting wasn't enough. Clapping my hands is not enough. Running around a building is not enough for me. I'm not satisfied. There's a hole in my heart. Just gotta do something. If you feel like I just find somebody to put your arm around, just gotta do something to fulfill this voice. Just to find the will of God.
Tonight when she preached, she ain't playing with the devil. Three times. And I'm here. I'm telling you. Three times. And I'm here. Sister Mona, I'll come real quickly. We get ready to give it to the Lord. I'm not just doing this. But everything I do is directed. The moment I get there, there's a Brother Montgomery who quickly come. And then there was my sister from the was she able to come? Maybe can I see a magazine and I'll be sure to come on up. The magazine, you got it? Ronnie? Somebody to have a magazine and I gave it to you. You got it last night. You have them? He's getting them? Okay, well, come on. We got to do this quickly. This is one of my sons, the Lord gave me from Maryland. everything. There's two more of us that disagree with me. I want you to just know this is so supernatural. This is one of the things that God did. Which is out of my hands. Thank you, Tanya, because you know you're going to be with this. So many people around the world. Let's give her a hand. Thank you, baby. There quickly, somebody give me a magazine if you have it with you. If you have to go to the car, if you have one of the magazines. Come on, baby, give me one of yours. I'm not going to keep it. You can have it then. Come quickly. And I know you're not used to this kind of service, but it's okay. When you do it, God get ready to interrupt your life, to bless your life. Some of you that have everything, get it into Brunson's life so that God can use some of the supernatural in your world. If you're a system, make the terms of things outside of God so that you would know that God's hand is upon you. Come on, give it praise. Somebody believe that? All right. Thank you so much. This is the first time you've seen them since you interviewed them for the magazine. This is my sister, Mona. Sister Mona, you don't mind talking about it just a little bit. He was the interviewer that had cancer, and the Lord blessed you to go through all of the process. And it's in the magazine, y'all. While she was going through it with them, I'm just so thankful to be here. Yeah, I praise God. He's good, he's wonderful, he's kind. I just don't want to leave without him. That's why I could go through what I went through. In February of 2008, I was diagnosed with breast cancer. Of course, I went through surgery twice, and chemotherapy, radiation. In the process, a 36-year-old son just fell dead. But God took us through. And then a year later, I didn't tell the minister this, but my husband, he was inside. He was dead like 18 minutes. And this is in the process of me going through chemotherapy. He died, but God brought him back. God is awesome. Hallelujah. He is awesome. Hallelujah. We serve our God to God. Hallelujah. And I know he brought my hands to the doctor too, but I had to drop God. Did you all hear what she said? Her only thing is your own son dropped dead, and now in the church. And there's at the same time, her husband died for 18 seconds. He died and in his 80s. He died for 18 minutes and God brought him back. Y'all ain't hear it. No, you know what I'm saying. And he is functioning. He is functioning. And he's talking to him from before.
September 15th. Oh, God, September 17th.
I'm going wherever it is that you go to the mountains and pray, I want to go to you and take me.
go together? Where is it? Tell us about it.
Okay. So, just two weeks ago. So, Pastor Elsmith and I, we went to Great Mountain in Korea, Seoul, Korea. So, all together, 4,300 Chinese Christians. They flew from Taiwan, China, Hong Kong, Singapore, Malaysia, including Detroit. So we have three people from Detroit to Korea Prayer Mountain.
Well, 4,300 something.
Yes. Okay. So, and all three, 43 Chinese Christians, we are fasting and praying to the Lord for almost 3 days. So 7 meals fasting. Now, the prayer meeting started from 5:30 in the morning until 9 p.m., okay? So, when I took Apostle Smith, Bill Smith, okay, I woke him up at 4, we rushed to the prayer meeting. No, the morning prayer meeting supposed to start at 5:30, but just before 5, all these thousands of people, all the singing in the temple. Now, when I took, you know, Apostle Smith to the prayer mountain, do you know how Chinese people and Korean people pray? We are praying in the cemetery. There's people buried there in the 24 hours.
In the cemetery.
They pray to the Lord. It's, you know, hearing and shouting. Or they're sitting there quietly, praying. Okay? Or, you know, I show the apostle, you know, that's the prayer cave. So, small cave, people are hiding themselves and pray whole day long. Okay? Then, you know, we also, we also invited to visit, you know, the full gospel children in Yongibao, Seoul, Korea. That's the largest church in the world. The total member is because the number is Amistad. Around 700,000 to 800,000 people. That's the largest church. So, on Sunday, they have 7 service. Then Wednesday, another 3 service. Saturday, 2 service. So, all together, wow. So, 12 service a week. Then they have a 12 service, so they have a 12 choir. Okay, now the church already growing, become, they are sending more 500 missionaries to the world. Yes.
What I really want to talk about is I believe that God sent you to us.
Yes.
And something, you know what he said to me, you know, because this is what I'm into, with what God has led us to, that he was giving to this call $500 sale.
Yes. yeah. Right. So when I was invited to your event,
yeah.
And, you know, I was very touched. So I told Apostle, say, you know, we have to sponsor $500.
But also, doing something so special in the city of Detroit, putting people to work. So in a few days, like the 14th through the 16th, there is going to be a car show at Cobo, where 500 to 1,000 cars will be, and they're putting people, God has sent him to the city, to put people to work. Isn't that awesome?
Let me share, you know, our family. You know, we are God's family, am I right?
Yeah.
A secret. You know, God is talking to you and me in Detroit. So God brought me here, okay? Now we open a show. Last year we opened one show. This year we opened 2 shows. Next year we're going to open 4 shows. Okay. Now soon the show is coming out. Can you feel how many job opportunities was created? Let me count for you. Our vision is Detroit International Gospel Car Show. It's a show special organized for the people in Detroit. Now, Our vision is one day, Detroit International Cosmic Art Show will speak North America Auto Show. You know, a show like that kind of size, it generates more than $300 million of economic impact to the city and the people. Come on. Let me explain to you. With this $300 million, then how much piece of opportunity will happen, and how many opportunity will be created? More. When classical car, you know, when people ask, what can be exported from Detroit? Because President Obama, you know, he's calling, saying, we need to double, you know, exporting in 5 years. Now we're going to ask, what can we export from Detroit? My answer is classical car and classical car version. Last year, more than 10,000 pieces of classical car for sale, but they're not lucky enough. Okay? But if through our co-working together, in the future, our vision, we can help export 4,000 pieces of classical car to the world, we will generate another $200 million of $40,000. So, if you export your classical car in the sale, I tell you, the selling price in overseas will be much, much higher than domestic. Because you're going to domestic, because supply is over than demand, right? So that's why we export it. Then when we export the product, we win the money back, we win the job. So everybody will have a job.
Wow, come on, put it out here. The Bobby, I'm telling you, to me, it's a blessing to have met you. And we're gonna be, you know, that's your brother over there. You know, it's your brother right there.
Here go your sister. Stop it, please. Put the people to work. Come on, brothers and sisters, in the name of Jesus.
We are brothers and sisters in the Lord, God loves you. And so all of us, anybody that's connected to do anything major in the city, we want to be hooked up. So we want to let you look at this woman, this powerful woman over here. She's an announcer on the major radio show. And so we hook her. That's the one. Go over there and hug her. She's the one. She's the one telling everybody in the whole city about what you're doing. Hug her tight. No, y'all are saying, man, okay. In the name of Jesus. Somebody, I love you.
All right, everybody get ready to get there. Big check.
Here's what we're going to do. If you want. God talking to you, anything about anything else? He says, hallelujah. Yeah, I'm telling you, whatever God says, I'm telling you, I'm loving him. I'm not playing. We're going to put people to work, and we got to get some things done. And you can't do it by yourself. You can be, if you want to, you just keep being by yourself, but I'm going where the millionaires are. I'm going to sit right by him. I'm going to sit by anybody else that got something going. Y'all don't hear me. Amen. That's why we were in Atlanta the other day. We were in a room with millionaires, billionaires, and because it was a business, we could not share with them what we were doing, and I needed $25,000. It was all I could do to keep from telling them. I did all kind of stuff, y'all. Just everything. Just hug it in. Okay. Everything I could do to keep from telling them billionaires and billionaires, I needed $25,000. So I wrote them on an email when I got home. I said, I couldn't tell you when I was in Atlanta, but I tell you what, I did $25,000 because before I knew it, I had opened my mouth and said, I'm giving $25,000. Let's see what we can do to make something happen tonight. Y'all ready? In fact, I just feel as though there's enough people in this room that care about people that are hurting and people that have gone through. We decided that we want our finances, and that's why we had the team come today. They came this morning, this afternoon from Kamano. But we've asked for our money to go to a group that allows people that do not have insurance, unless you mean a guy that does not have insurance, to be able to do something absolutely free, but to be able to test it. So that's where our monies will go. They promised us that our monies will go to that kind of thing. I want you to get ready, because I'm going to need a whole lot of people. Anybody ready with your... Let's start with $1,000 first. Is there anybody in the room that wants to give $1,000? Well, come on in.
Well, bring yourself up here. My goodness.
I didn't make no mistake. Anybody else that want to give $1,000? I need $25,000. And I'm telling you, really, you can wear your gloves, and your hat. You look like, I'm telling you, is she looking good? Like driving this thing. I'm telling you, in the name of Jesus, looking so good, girl.
$1,000. I'm just going to $1,000. I got out there in the church door. That was not right. When God says something, you can't do it. He will do everything.
While she's talking, the rest of you that want to give $1,000, you can come now. So I can kiss you.
Come on! In the name of Jesus, yes! You move 500 to 1,000. Go back down here. Come back and I'll kiss you again.
I really do.
It's getting rough in here, y'all. Anybody else want to give $1,000?
Because $25,000 is a lot of money. And I think that we were at 18, is that right, Bishop? We had gotten from the 25 to the down to 18. So that means that 17, 16, and anybody else that want to give $1,000 can come. I'm not going to keep you from it. I'm not going to, don't you let nobody hold you back. Yes, sir.
Bread of peace. We started out last month. I told him, just to see her. Everybody said, can we get the call? Some bread of peace. The devil does not want us to get this. Some just want to,
No, that's what you're talking about. They don't get to have the discussion here.
They don't. Not the devil. We are working against.
Which again?
But she said peace, that's what she said.
It's a done deal. Show me your $1,000. Show me your $1,000. I won't be playing with this. I tell you, I got to see this come up. In the name of Jesus. Let's give God praise. Hallelujah.
Shaman, one time.
I trust you. You said, take a look. You counted out to multiply.
What?
Because that's what I am. Thank you so much. Praise the Lord. Come on.
Sound like a word of the day.
Anybody else? Okay. Then the next one is $500. Somebody want to give $500? Because we're going to get close. I need somebody standing with a count.
Oh, shit.
Wow. Our very own Bishop Clarence Bernard Head. That's good. And doesn't he look good?
I love you so much.
All right. Anybody else? Want to get their spine? Anyone else? Thank you so much. And we will not, if we need to hear from him again, we will. Do we have some information? Do we? Brother Hughie? Do we have information in the lobby? Do we have information in the lobby about your? We'll look at it. One second.
You know, Detroit International Capital Car Show is for free exhibition. So all the cars will come to exhibit at our show, okay? And this will be the last indoor party in Cobo this summer. So all are invited, including children and the baby.
We're all invited. Now, we invited, but we have to pay the $10. Yes or no? You have to tell me, because I'll be till I bring everybody in here. Yes or no? We need the ticket?
Yes.
Ticket, please? Ticket, please? $10 ticket? Ticket, please. What's up? Uh-oh, we get ready to get something. Hold on.
Tonight, I only write it. So you will have a VIP voucher.
Oh, you will give it to me? And I'm going to give it to everybody in here because they'll have a voucher. They can come free. So the ones in this room can come absolutely free. Because I got the voucher. No, you don't clap your hands. It sounds like a rhythm to me. That's it.
Okay.
I love you. All right, now this is y'all heard it right here at 88th UNM School Press. Born free. Now listen, this is important. This is important. I need everybody with there instead of giving you to get $200 or $100. I need you standing right now. You're going to get at least $100 this offer. I need you standing. I need you standing. Ma'am. It's 200 people. So, you know what I'm going to, let's start the count with his. He gave me $1,000, so that's 10. Don't count that. I need 200 still people that give me $100. Will be $20,000. If I had 200 people in this room, you're one of them. If we had 200 people, it's doable. Touch the person next to you and say, you need to get a 200 from Arnold Siegel Realty. For the Arnold Siegel. Thank you so much. I had one more envelope given to me. Just text the bishop to see if it's for this tonight. If I had it, man. You said 100. Come here. Oh, I need 200 envelopes. Help me. Bring me 200 envelopes. The reason I want to count this is because I don't have. Don't count. Don't do it. Come on, Bobby. Woman of God, there's an anointing with you for this tonight. Man, I need 200 people. We will be there. We will be there. I need 200 people. I need 200 envelopes. And it doesn't matter what color they are. They don't have to be pink. Just bring them here. Either if you've made it already and it says Kamala, it's okay. But if you want, if you have not made it out, make it out to High Praise so that we can pull it together and make it one check. Okay? I need 200 people. Oh, they're coming. They're coming. Can I have them? Is that 200 envelopes? Precious, I need to be able to count those envelopes. You counted those? Okay, then you got to give me those. I've got to have that count. Thank you, there's 200. All I need is 199 more people. Yes. We got 2.5. So that's, yeah. 3. Thank you so much. All right. Oh, my goodness. I get to count this for real. This is like $250. Thank you so much. Out of Las Vegas. So that makes two and a half persons to count it for. Yes, I'm going to count it. Serious to me. This is very serious. Let's do envelopes. And I want you to be kind with this, and I know it's taking time, but this is the purpose in which we come. Whether it's an envelope. Okay. Yes. Thank you so much. Thank you. Okay. What are the next on here? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Everybody can take a part in it. If you put a seed in the ground, the harvest is always greater than that seed. Anyone else that don't have an envelope that you need it? Anyone else with an envelope? What a mighty God we serve. The wonderful testimonies of the healing of cancer. Seed in the ground. Plant that seed with a purpose. Anyone else with a seed? And as you purchase things by faith, if you need Christ, then are you Abraham? See, an heir according to the promise. It's a faith move. Whatever your struggle is, whatever it is that you need. Can we do it on credit cards? Do you have credit cards?
Yes.
Well, we'll see if you do it. MasterCard, see? If we get 100 people going, have $10,000 for what God knows. And God does not allow us. If you have a card, you still need an envelope. Sir? You need an envelope to fill out the little card. How many of you have not been able to do the 100? Would you just say, let's see what God does? It's in your heart, you desire to do. And more than 100 people here tonight. How many of us are here? 44. Anyone else has not been able to do what it is your desire? Would you just say, God bless you. Would you just say, you have to have a desire. You have to want God to do it. Anyone else? Well, let's just close our eyes. Father, it's in us. Everything that we need is already in us. Show us how to get it out. Show us by faith. So with God, all things are possible. Nothing is impossible. We thank you for both healing and guidance. And if you can do that, surely you can show me. You can show me how to create it. But you gave me my brain, cerebral, cerebellum. So, Father, I thank you that you have everything, and I am your child. So as we close our eyes tonight, it is for a purpose. And I believe that you put it in the purpose. And in the mind, Prophet Tammy, let me be a part of what you're doing. Whatever you're doing, Lord, don't do it without me. I could write the check for $25,000, but surely $100 can come through my hand for your glory. In the name of Jesus, it's done now. God's already putting it in the heart of someone. How it's going to be. What's going to take place? By faith, I challenge you. By faith. What else? For your glory. It's all for your glory. Come on, let's just put our hands together and bless God. Getting close. Somebody say, we're getting close. How many of you have just been blessed tonight? The worship, the music was just wonderful. The dancing was just wonderful. The healing testimony. It's all by faith. Without faith, it is impossible to please God. Can we get 54 people to get to 100? By faith. How many of you don't have 100, but you have 50? All right, there's a lady right back there. Come on, clap your hands. Sometimes people need to get trouble. Some people have never been talking about to put a seed like that in the ground. Watch God. Somebody say, watch God. But he has everything. The earth is the Lord, the fullness thereof. The world is they that dwell therein. What a God. It's all for your glory. Bless you, bless you. It's all for his glory. Is it 50? This is 150. Somebody else is going to come and make that number 50. But there's another 100. If you have a credit card, you get an envelope, fill it out, and they will take the credit card.
He went out to the $50. Spent the $50 to bless God for her seed.
Fifty-two more people that will come by faith. They go by faith. How many of you used to do things by faith? Bible says to doubt God is sin. We talk about all the other things, but when you doubt God, see? Can I just get you to say, Lord, I believe that all things are possible to him that believes. And I am a believer. Fifty-two more people and we will have 10,000. It's possible. We can help you say it's possible. So you got to pray. But Jesus said you can ask what you pray. It is possible. Can I get some faith over here and say it is possible? If God can heal me, Adam, he can surely show you how to give $100. It is possible. If he can raise the dead of a man that was dead for 18 minutes, sure. Can I just get a few faith over and say, sure. He's showing how to get this. Just you want to be a person in this place. It's an opportunity. Somebody forget the opportunity. God to show up in your situation. If you've got a situation you need God to show up, you'll show up. That little woman, he showed up, didn't he? She was going to eat a lot of this meal. She and her son had died. But God showed up. Would you just put my on your roll and say, listen, I don't have the 100, but could you just help me get, that we can put it together, four of us and get 100. Come on, come on. Two of us and get 100. Somebody's waiting for you on your roll. They're saying, I would do it if I had somebody to help.
Yes?
All right. We're 50. Do we have 50 rolls in here? Have you all given your 100 on this roll, everybody? Think about this roll that didn't. You didn't have a second roll. Is there anybody in your roll that you didn't? You didn't. All right. Now get together. You want your envelope, mother? You're thinking, I'll be with your hand. Oh, she's right over there. Oh, that's right there in the pit. Or your glove. Someone over there has. You got to keep playing the music. It's a worship. I know y'all haven't learned that, but it's a maturity of knowing God. He moves with the music. If God could get the evil spirit out of the king, certainly he can move money out of your pocket. It's a worship. Somebody help me say giving is a worship. A lot of people don't know that, but giving is a worship. We worship him for God so loved that he gave. When you love something and you have faith, you give to it. It's a worship. That's what it's all song about. It's a worship. A blue Mercedes, where is it? It parked on the side. You know if your car is blue. And you know if it's a Mercedes. You know it's yours. Please move it. Dr. Gaddy, want to move. Close. Mm-hmm.
Are you going to move on if I say?
But
we're just getting that money out right now.
God, bitch.
Awaken you, your conscience. Maybe you've forgotten you put $100 in the back of your wallet. Walk for you.
only need 36 more people. We're getting closer. Somebody say, I'm getting closer. We're getting closer. 36 more persons, and we would have completed the $10,000. He says, if you don't want to walk, you will walk for it. Hallelujah. For your glory. God, you're so good. And so wonderful. Always doing something in our lives. Always manifesting. Whenever you want God to move, you've got to put a seed in the ground. When you put that seed in the ground, it moves God. Your faith moves God. It's not your condition, but it's your faith moves God. Because God is greater than my problem. He's greater than my situation. He's greater than my circumstance. He's greater. What a mighty God. $45, but we have $65 more with that. That's another $100. Hallelujah. The hand of God. It's here. We're getting closer. We're getting closer. 35 more people to give us $100 or to get together with us. Love you. What if everybody gave another $20? How many people can just have the faith to give $20? I could do it myself. $20. And I think we can end it. Can we do that? How many of you would go with us to do that? I came all the way from Florida. Lord helped us fly, kept us safe. Thank you so much. Thank you. Would you come? You will? Thank you for going to level 3 with us. Always give seed to the sower. 78. 98. Well, give you 20, I will have another 100 in my hand. But we always give seed to the sower. Why do some people always have money? Because they are sore. If you are a sore, they'll always give you seed. Thank you. I've been young, thank you, sir. And now I'm old. I've never seen the righteous forsaken. More esteemed than you bring. He's so awesome. Hallelujah. There's another 100. How many of you can really testify that you have never saved bread that you've been saved? Would you just say it would be the Lord is my shepherd? I shall not know. The earth belongs to him, and I am his child. He always blesses us. He's always doing something wonderful for us. Thank you. Always. How great is our God? Would you just tell me and say, how great is our God? If you give me $31, it's another 100. How great he is! He's a wonderful and great God. $10 more, and I'll have $100 in my hand. How great is our God? How great is our God? Would you just tell me and say, don't let money kill you, because God's greater than money. All the silver and gold belongs to him. Help me say, how great is our God? This is $100 altogether. How great is our God? How great is our God? Thank you, sir.
How great is our God?
Thank you.
$44. How great is our God?
All things are possible. Nothing impossible.
You gotta feel that.
If you believe.
Release of faith. So, some people, they have never experienced that. But when you thank him, even the children are touched. Jesus said, not because they come and speak, and forbid them not.
I think that up to $74, so I can take my seat. I know y'all want me to put that.
All things are possible.
$54, and I can sit here.
Oh, Lord, is that, oh, see that lady right there? That lady is a black woman. Look at her with that hat on. That's a friend with that hat. Why don't you clap your hands for her?
Thank you.
And let me tell you why. He's not raising this money for us. That was hard to see to reach. And I'm telling you, there's none like it. Okay, bless you. Thank you. 21. Let's make one. I got you. Oh, my God, bless you. Yes, Father, thank you. Thank you. We do not feel as though we failed, but that we've done what you've called us to do. We believe that you're going to send others that will assist you so we can make the difference. Just believe that you're going to do something so supernatural. Thank you for the anointing that's upon Bishop-elect Mitchell. Was able to come forth tonight. We know you're blessing her life. Bless everyone that was able to give tonight 1,000 phones in Jesus' name. Amen. Clap your hands and give God praise. I know the Bible says, and I don't want you to get in your mind that that's what we have. We never raise an offer that long. But when you're doing something, it takes time. Would you be surprised? There was somebody in this room that could have wrote the whole check. And until you get it in your mind that you're willing to do God's will. This is what I was talking about earlier. He says, I require more of me. There's some people God requires more of you, and you kept what God wanted you to release, and it's like contamination. And until you release what God would have you to do, you've got something going on. Amen. I'm just telling the truth. We have to tell you the truth. The truth will set us free. Amen. We have an awesome, awesome woman of God, and she is one that will recognize and respect time, and we know that. So we want to ask her that she will remain. We know that she won't just keep going and allow you to. We know that we're getting up early and there's service at our headquarters in the morning. We're expecting you to worship at 9 o'clock. There are seminars. Today you missed some awesome seminars. One was a marriage seminar. It was phenomenal. That change will change your life. And then there's information that will be just so much. And so we'll tell you that at the end of the service. But let's get ready for this great woman of God. Amen. How many know this is a business time? And someone said, let's hang out. Convocation time, let's hang out. Amen. Woman of God, you ready?
Hallelujah. So I'm a supernatural woman. I'm telling you, God, one of the He refused And then my legs start leaving. And then my face
And when I got to the hospital, I'm telling you the truth, when I got to the hospital, I wasn't so at peace, it was scary. And when I got to the hospital, they said you didn't have a stroke. Oh, my God. And then when I left the hospital, my God, for 2 weeks, I was like this. I walked like this for 2 weeks. But oh, somebody pray on the last day. Oh, man, you want to
you are literally tormented by the enemy because of the spiritual Thank you. Yeah, but I'm going to There it is, it's coming.